Hi, testing, testing. Looks like I'm on the air. I'm just winging this tonight for the first 2 hours.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Good evening. This is Shelly Nochucks, and I'm hoping this is going through on my phone. I'm all the way up in Maine here, originally brought up and born in Boston. This is my first show that I'm launching tonight. I don't have any guests scheduled because I'm winging it. I'm learning hands-on tonight. I have a two-hour show. Let's see how well it goes. And what I'd like to talk about is mostly on the show is about dreams. And anything that you set your heart to, you can actually do it. And I've been told most of my life that I couldn't do things like I wanted to do. One of my big dreams is to work with Jackie Chan. Yes, Jackie Chan. He's someone who I've actually have watched his movies my whole entire life. And it's something where in my heart that I know it's something that I want to do. And I don't want to look back on my life and, you know, when I get older and say that, you know, I didn't at least try. So to get to where I am in Maine, I actually moved up here to a couple of films, and one of them is actually my own film, and I do have to give a lot of credit, and I owe a big thing to a couple of people in my life, and one of them I have to say is Ahura Z. Deliza, and I'm going to try to say his name correctly. It's Ahura Zakor Deliza, and I can consider him as one of my big brothers, my big bro, and one of my teachers, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing half the things that I'm doing right now. And I hope I'm not boring anybody because, perfectly honest, this is my first show. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm just winging it. So if anybody wants to call in, feel free. I think the telephone number here is guest call in is 347-989-1473. And the toll-free number is 877-907-7217. And I hope I set this up correctly, because I don't see any callers as of in yet. I guess that will pop up if someone wants to call in, and I hope I am transmitting this correctly. I'm actually a little nervous, and I had so many things that I did want to talk about. It's just everything's going totally, like, I have brain fog right now, but I guess I can keep talking about Jackie Chan until someone actually calls in and helps me out with the show, going, hey, Shelly, what's up? I've asked people to call in. But I like to do it the right way, and there's a lot of guests that I like to have on my show, but I'd like to write more about them and post on my Facebook wall. I also have a Facebook page. It's Shelly Nunchucks Finnegan, and I have a couple other pages that I do run. I have my own film called The Dishwasher, and yes, it's an indie film. It's a short film. The director and the film that is actually being directed by Zhang Veritas, he's going to be the director, and there's quite a few people involved in this film, and I'm actually doing a film dedicated to Jackie Chan, and I will get the film to him. And it's a lifelong goal and dream of mine to work with Jackie. And I do believe nothing is impossible. And mine is a really, really big dream. And I've talked with so many people, and they tell me that they've had people surrounded by them telling them they can't do anything. And even just doing films and modeling, whatever it is, if you want to open a bakery or anything, you can actually just do it. It's just one step at a time. Even if you have to start with just taking a piece of paper and a pen, writing ideas down on a piece of paper, that's the first step. Whatever you want to do, if you want to lose weight, all you have to do is get up off the bed and start walking. I mean, whatever it is, whatever goals in your life, nothing is impossible. What is it is our mindset in today's society where we're like programmed to only do certain things. You know, it doesn't matter your age. I mean, I'm going to be straightforward and honest. I'm 41 years old, and I do believe anything is possible. And some great words from great people like Laura Z told me, anything is possible, you just have to work. Another person I want to give a shout-out to is Jay Chianoni, another person I call my brother, and I owe great thanks to him, too. He's actually out there in Hollywood, California, and doing a lot of great things out there. He came from South Boston. I lived in Southie for a few years, and it's really great to know we've actually lived in the same parts, and knowing that Jay's actually been out in Hollywood doing a lot of films, working on the Hollywood films, and I actually run one of his fan club pages, the Jay Chianoni fan club page, and quite a few other things, but I just saw Jay's film about 2 months ago, the film called Safe, and he was working with Jason Stratton. And it was really great to see that he wasn't just a piece of furniture in the background as an extra. He actually gets to have lines, and he interacts with Jason Stratton. And he does a lot of his own stunts and fight scenes, and it does take a lot of work to do that, even for one scene. And learning, basically, that to train, it's no joke. Even for one scene, when you're doing a fight scene and you're doing your own stunts, it takes a lot of work. I mean, you're not just standing around looking pretty. You're actually getting bounced off the ground, hit in the head, or whatever you have to do for that scene, and your body does take a beating. But I believe nothing is impossible in this world. And you can actually, if you set your mind to something, you can actually do it. It's possible. Now, I don't have any callers in as of yet. And like I said, I think I'm pretty much have this set up the correct way. And if anybody wants to give me feedback on how I'm doing so far, please feel free to call in at 877-907-7217. I also have to learn that there's a chat room. I'm going to pop that up. Let's see. And I'm learning as I go, and I'm really not too sure what to say. It says launch a small chat here. Chat as co-host, so I guess I'll learn as I go. For now, I guess I just have to have people call in if they want to. And I don't know how long this will go. I wish I could listen to this myself because I don't even know if I am on the air. It says on the air. So I'm learning as I go. If anybody wants to tell me how I'm doing, you know, you can even write on my Facebook wall, Shelly Nunchucks Finnegan, if you're one of my friends. So let's see how this goes tonight. I don't know if I will be 2 hours because if I keep talking and talking like this, it might be really kind of boring until I actually have a guest. So maybe it'll be an hour or less. Let's just see how it goes. But anyway, to get back to dreams, talking with many people, over the past 6 and 7 years that I've been in and around the entertainment business, I've met so many great people. And when you talk about the entertainment business, people think that working in the entertainment business, you know, you might not count if you work in indie films and such, but I tend to think that a lot of the independent filmmakers out there that I've talked with on the internet, on the phone, worked with them in person. I personally have seen on set how wonderful these people are. They're very creative and they're hardworking because a lot of the filmmakers that are indie filmmakers, you know, most of the time they have to take the money out of their own pocket. And these people, they actually work full-time jobs. They have families that they do take care of. And a lot of them that I do see that do their own action films, you know, they have to run so many different things. Sometimes the people that create the films, when they're writing it, they're not just the lead actors. They have to do the directing, the editing. You know, sometimes the people themselves, they're the composers to their own films. And it's a lot of work. And if it's an action film, sometimes the leads, they do train for these parts. And I just feel honored that I've got to be a couple, you know, part of some of these films. One of the first films that I was actually in was a film called Underground. And I always, Will, if you're listening, please forgive me. I can never pronounce names correctly. I don't know if it's because of my Boston accent. I talk funny as it is. Will Bertrand, it was really great to work with him on set. And the film Underground, and his, was by Teamworks, that was his production company. It took 6 years to make this film. And this is an indie film. And when I met Will, the greatest thing is, the audition was actually in a Target parking lot. I'm not kidding. I brought my Nunchucks with me, and I wanted to work on the film. And I think I don't know if it was his girlfriend at the time, I think it was Jenny that was with him, and they were in the car, and we're in the parking lot. I'm swinging Nunchucks around, and I guess that's how I did my audition for the film. I got in the film, and I didn't really have any lines at the time. I was in it was a fight scene. I was just an extra in the crowd. And a guy had gotten his neck snapped in the film. So what I did is I improv the line because I believe, you know, if you're on set, you give, you know, all 100% from your heart, you know, because there's no small parts. So what I did when the guy got his neck snapped, I said, what the, you know, it's the F word, but I threw it in there and the director turned around and everyone looked at me. Half of the people's mouths just dropped and I was just like, you know, it just felt natural to say. The guy got his neck snapped, and next thing I know, I'm saying those swears, and the director goes, Shelley, do it again. So my first line in the film, what the beep, what the beep, they're recording it over and over again. Little did I know what was going to happen with this film. The first film I caught up with the first line with the swear in it goes out to California, and it's in the Action On Film Festivals, one of the top film festivals in the whole world, in the top 25 film festivals there. And lo and behold, the film itself wins awards. I'm like, really? A film I'm in, first line is a swear, and it wins awards. Okay, so that was one of the things I'm in. And, I mean, there's so many people that I have to be thankful. And I don't know if Joey Purdy is out there. And she's been working in Hollywood for such a long, long time. And the greatest thing is she was very kind to me, you know. It's just, you know, how you make a connection with people when you first meet them. You just know who people are going to be part of your life, even if it's just, you know, every once in a while. And every once in a while I get to keep in contact with Joey on Facebook, and she's always been very kind to me. And she's actually been part of casting companies. She has one in South Shore Casting, and she also has, you know, that's her casting company. And I keep in touch with her, and I still get the emails from her. And she's a real casting company, and she casts all, well, a lot of the big films in Boston. And believe it or not, if you send her, you know, sign up with her company, you get free emails. You don't have to pay for it. I mean, all these things out there that you hear, you have to pay for this and that. Most people, they don't have the money. They're just getting by to put a roof over their head and to pay bills. And maybe they have a dream just even be an extra on a movie set to see how it feels. Well, if you're in the Boston area or in the New England area, you know, hit Joey Purdy up. Quinlan is the last name. You know, sign up, and you could get on a film. Maybe just as an extra, but just to see how it feels. anybody can get on a film set. You know, maybe you're not going to get a big part and become a superstar. You want to see how it is on a film set? There's so many filming going on nowadays. And I am talking about the big Hollywood sets because there's so much filming going on in Boston. Boston casting, I mean, there's so many things you can sign up for free accounts. And I hear so many times that when you sign up for something, there's always these hidden fees. Why? Why does there have to be hidden fees in something where you want to be part of to get work on a set where you're walking in the background? You know, you're just a piece of furniture, but as extras, they are an important part of the film. They make everything in the background come alive. It's just to me that I feel like I have so much energy to give on a set than just to be an extra. And I know with my energy, I can bring so much more on a set. And I have lots of experience doing improv, doing dinner theater, being a crazy bridesmaid with Big Hero and two dinner theater companies. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, it wasn't so much of the fact of getting paid for acting. Because everybody wants to, you know, have a job where they're getting paid for what they love doing. When I was doing a show and I came out and I made people laugh, it made me feel good. Because sometimes when you're really sitting there doing this thing, and I didn't care how crazy or how big my hair was, how nuts I seemed while doing a live show, when I made someone laugh, I realized someone could have been having a bad day. And when they come to a show, they get to forget their problems. You know, there's so many things out there in the world, and I get an opportunity to do things like this and to make someone laugh. Now, of course, I'm not going to play, you know, the Barbie type of character. That's being realistic. And, you know, maybe I'm not a pageant winner in looks, but what I have in my heart, I can make up and do comedy. I can be the craziest character. I can bring it. And with what I can bring, I can make people laugh and just brighten their day. And that's what I hope to do with more films. And to work towards a goal, to work with Jackie Chan, just to bring our two worlds together. I know Jackie's been all around the world, but in my heart, when I see so many people negative comments on the internet and they say bad things about China, you know, I realize that people in different countries, my friends, that I do get to talk on the internet, they're different races and nationalities. They're just like you and me. And I have some friends that are Chinese from China and want to hear all these cruel things. It does, you know, it does affect me because I don't see anybody that is Asian as my enemy. And I sit there and I was like, you know, every country, every person in the world with their families, some of them, they just want to live. They just want a roof over their head and running water and so many different things that, you know, I mean, just because we talk different, we talk funny, we all want the same thing out of life. We just want a better life. Some of us just want, like I said, a roof over your head and such. And when I get to reach out and talk to many people, I have a couple friends, one friend from Germany, another one from Italy, a friend from India. You know, getting to talk to people on the internet or if I Skype or a video chat, just to have those opportunities. We couldn't do this many years ago. And to talk to many different people around the world, just because someone looks a little bit different than me, it doesn't mean they're my enemy. And I feel very honored that a lot of people from different countries, they take the time to learn English so that they can talk to me. And that's really a blessing in itself. And then they turn around and they say to me, oh, I'm sorry that my English isn't that well. And that doesn't bother me whatsoever. It's the fact that someone tries to communicate to me in my language, in English. And I do feel honored when somebody does that. It does make me happy and smile that someone's trying to communicate with me. So in the different countries, maybe I'm not some big superstar, but I feel like I'm internationally known because if you know a person in each country, that must mean you're internationally known, right? Well, you know, I don't know if anyone would like to call in. I'll keep talking forever. I won't stop talking. I'm good at talking and gabbing. There's a guest calling. It's this 877-907-7217. Let's see. I don't know if it's supposed to set this up or not. Let's see. Pop-up call guest. Maybe I didn't set it up right. There's no one calling it right. I'll have to speak to my big sister, Charlie. Actually, I'm affiliated with Charlie Alejandro, her show, Diamond in the Rock. So she's actually helping me out and giving me a two-hour show. And as far as I know, it looks like everything's set up. I just don't know. I don't know if anybody can hear me out there because this is my first show, and you can laugh at me because actually I don't know what I'm doing. I'm always winging it. And speaking of winging it, I'm actually winging a couple other things, learning how to edit videos on my own, because I figure in the entertainment business, not only acting, but learning other things on set. And I try to observe what people are doing, like the boom mic. I don't know the correct terms for everything. People that are doing the lighting. I look at the director. I look at the other actors. When it's downtime, I like to study as much as I can and learn as much as I can when I'm on a set. And I think that's the best way to achieve knowledge is not in a classroom, because I hear everybody talking about to take all these classes. Now, I don't, you know, for me personally, I like hands-on experience and learning. Sitting in a classroom, I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I'm not saying that people shouldn't go out and learn. You know, if they want to take classes, that's fine. But for me personally, the money I get in, I'd rather put it in towards making a film. You know, all that money, people want to spend a couple hundred dollars. And then on top of that, I keep asking these people. They have classrooms and such to take up acting, and the one thing I want to do is work with Jackie Chan. And I've talked with these people, and I said, so if I take your class, you're going to honestly tell me the truth. The one thing in the world, you're going to get me to meet and work with Jackie Chan. There's no answer. They all get quiet, the same response, and they're like, no, that's the one thing I want. So I'm doing everything step by step, and I'm working towards a goal. And I don't think it's impossible, because my dream is to work with Jackie Chan. I've liked his films ever since I was little, and quite honestly, I don't care if people are not going to like what I have to say, but I'm being truthful and I'm being honest. A lot of the action films in Hollywood, they really kind of suck, and I'm being very truthful. Because on top of it, that from what I've been watching my whole life, I've seen a lot of great Asian action films. And they are subtitled, but to see what they can do, you're going to tell me you're going to put up those Asian action films against Hollywood action films? The Asian action films, they blow the Hollywood action films out of the way. Even though I am kind of looking forward to seeing The Expendables, you know, I have my favorites, but there's still one person missing from The Expendables, and it is Jackie Chan. So, I mean, well, that's for me personally. I mean, to each their own. You know, everybody has an opinion, and I have my own opinion. I have a right to say what, you know, what I feel is right. And I'm not going to be like the sheeple, like the masses, just to like something because somebody else likes it. Why should I like something where somebody else likes it? I shouldn't have to. You know, Jackie Chan, I'm a Jackie Chan girl, through and through all the way. Even though I have to admit, there are some great people in Hollywood that work really hard, and I've seen their films and such. Let's see, who can I name off? If you know James Woo, he's kind of cool. I mean, he's a little wacky. I can admit that. I mean, no disrespect to James Woo, because if he's hearing this, I was like, I don't know. But just seeing his work over so many years, and, you know, he's one of the top Hollywood stunt people out there. And sometimes with people that I like, especially a lot of the Asian stuntmen, I don't really think they get a lot of props out there. A lot of African Americans, too, they don't get a lot of props because, of course, Hollywood, the big machine out there, what are they going to cater to? They're going to cater to the masses and, I guess, to what sells. And most of the stuff that sells, I can't even bother watching. And making a film, I always thought the best thing is making it for less money and making more money off of it afterwards. Because sometimes you see these films, and they're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars. Then if you have to see it, you're going, this was millions and millions of dollars. For what? For what? And it just boggles my mind. I says, you give me even $1 million of those millions of dollars that they make to one of those films up there. Do you know what the type of film I could make, or even other people I know could make a film with even just $1 million? And I'm talking about an action film. And I know so many people that are actors that will do their own stunts and their own fight scenes. And let me tell you, they have a lot of heart. I mean, even the people that are working in my film, and hopefully if it all goes well, these people can still be part of my film. I'm really hoping truly very much to be part of my film, The Dishwasher, that's dedicated to Jackie. One person who's my production manager, and once again, forgive me, I cannot pronounce names sometimes correctly, Anthony Wong, and he's down there in Boston. The coolest thing is when I saw his Facebook page and I seen some pictures, he was dressed up like a clown, and I go, there's something about this guy. And I'm going, he's doing things with a big red nose, and I go, what is this? I says, you know, some things catch my attention. Go on to find out, he's a street performer. He can juggle. I mean, he can do, like, martial arts in his own stunts. I go, this kid's cool. And, you know, being up here in Maine for the past couple of years, I'm, like, thinking, who's going to really want to come up here and help me? And it's just, like, one thing after the next, and, you know, thinking, people have a lot of heart, and they want to be part of something when they see somebody has a dream. So I keep connecting with people, and I do believe I'll only work with the people who I feel comfortable with. Even if it's big names only, it doesn't matter. I want to work with the people that I love, who I've seen growing up. I don't have to necessarily work with someone like Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt. It's the people that I love. I mean, people that I see. Another great martial artist is Arnold Chan. And he's done so much, and every time I see Arnold in something, it's like, this man is so talented. And I sit there, and he's only in a film a few minutes here and there. And I'm just like, they've got this talent, and it's only a few minutes. And this guy, let me tell you, I've seen his demo reels. He's unbelievably fast, like lightning speed. And I think he won a couple of competitions. I could be wrong, but, I mean, I've seen his demos and stuff. And let me tell you, the dynamics of his body, it's definitely ripped from him working out excessively. You sit there, you think I'm wrong, go to his Facebook page and check him out. I'm not kidding. This guy's really fast, and he's really good. And I never hear him have any lines. It's just you see him, and you'll recognize him. And I'm like, why don't they give this guy lines? I mean, of course, then, I'm not Hollywood. I don't have the money, so I guess I don't have a say in the matter of what goes on in films. But it's just even connecting more, even other films. And one film that got my attention, and it starred Michael J. White, and let me say, Ben Ramsey, this director, let me just say, this guy is talented. And I wasn't watching any Hollywood films, and to be perfectly honest, I have to give credit where credit's due, because it was because of my big brother, Horror Z, Deliza. He's like, Shelly, I got a film for you to watch. When I saw it there, I was just like, oh my goodness. You know, even seeing Michael J. White in a couple of films, but Michael J. White, he is a big, big, huge guy. Now, you're not thinking that Michael could really fly, because he's a big guy. He's like a brick wall. I mean, he's just a wall. So notice those things with Ben did. He does take the best of what the fighters do, and you can see it. And I guess the way with his direction, seeing in the fight scenes, my mouth just dropped. But, like, my jaw just dropped. And Michael J. White, he flies like Tony Jaa. And I'm sitting there going, how does this big guy fly? There's no wires. He just flies. And I'm just so amazed. And I'm like, man, Michael J. White, if I ever work on a film set with you, let me just say, if you take your shirt off, I'm just going to lose it. I'm supposed to be just, you know, respectful on a film set, but sitting there thinking, Michael J. White, big guy, cut like that, oh, my goodness. I would have to focus and think of Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off, you know, focus on the lines and stuff. But when you have a guy that big, oh, ladies, let me tell you, I just can't, you know, how can you, like, if he's the size of a wall, how can you not miss him? And his smile is just adorable. I could go on and on about Michael J. White, but, you know, back to the director, Ben Ramsey, I don't know what other people think of him, but just seeing some of his work, and I will check him out even more, and I might even, you know, have him on the show in a couple of weeks. Like I said, this is just my first night, and I'm trying. It's not going to be perfect, but what I would like to do is each guest I would like to write like a little biography, take their pitches, put it in the episode, and, you know, do what I can and try my best. And I don't know, I guess I have a whole show set up for a whole year. And it's automatically, it's going to be Wednesday nights, Standard Eastern Time, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. for 2 hours. Maybe I'll get a co-host. I don't know. But I'm learning as I go. And I don't know. I do apologize if people are trying to call in because I really don't know if I have this set up to have people actually.
Yeah, last rip. Gotta be Miss Smith and Envy for the little night. Yeah, last rip. Yeah, last rip. Gotta be Miss Smith and Envy for the little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out, yeah. Triceptus Studio. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dawn on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put yours on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buff wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help the stare. Living like Liberace where I kept the stare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun.
Hello.